Tuesday morning. Lovely to be back. Lovely having you on board. Of course, thank you very much indeed to Ben Burrell for being in the hot seat so I could have a long weekend of family time. I've done my back in.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? I mean, you know, I'm obviously going to be 29 next September. And there comes, shut up, Emma. And there comes a time where you realise any family time is going to be associated with having lower back pain. Yeah. It's all about lifting up children.
It's a nightmare, isn't it? Absolute nightmare.
Matt's not falling down a hole. He's coming from home, by the way, just in case you can hear a little difference on his microphone. More on that a little later in the show. But first of all, as is tradition, I'm going to look through the last couple of daily podcast names. Just ask you guys to get a sense of how it was with Benjamin here. Mm. Firstly, Matt, in all the years we've been working together, you've never taken the time to post a video of me, a love letter of me playing a grand piano on your social media. Ben was here for just two days and he got the full love letter treatment on the Insta stories.
He did, yeah.
Explain yourself.
He's good at the piano, isn't he? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen you.
Oh, he's on time for the news.
I don't think I've ever seen you play the piano. Dave, if I saw you playing that piano, I would put it on my Instagram stories in a flash.
Maybe I like to play the piano privately, and maybe it's just something I keep for me. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas here, it's just you play the maracas like Bez.
So let's have a look at the podcast name, shall we? Top three Lindas. You weren't talking about my mother-in-law on the show without me being here, were you? You know, she's my favourite person. So who were the top three Lindas? I'm intrigued to know. And why were you discussing it?
Lusardi was definitely one of them.
Right. Yes. Yeah, well, of course.
Robson was the other.
Yes.
And I think McCartney or Hamilton is the other.
Hamilton, yeah.
Oh, Linda Hamilton. Yeah.
Oh, from the Terminator.
Linda Blair from The Exorcist didn't make the cut.
No. She could turn her head all the way round. No. I mean, it's fancy having a skill like that. Did Linda Boulder come up, the Israeli-Dutch judo Olympian? Or
Tip of our tongue. We were close. To bring it
I think I know what this has got to do with, and it's it did make me laugh, which was the point. Thatcher levels of sleep. Glenn, how was the Palladium? How was our big night of stand-up comedy?
It was great fun, and I've since had a good night's sleep, and also a good day's sleep immediately after the show.
Have you found out which member of the team put you on in the second half, even though you were the one who had to get up at 5 a.m?
Absolutely not, but it's going to be like Taken. It's like, when I find you...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
6:26 on your Tuesday morning. We're right now, as promised, as I have returned, I've brought a whole load of black ceramic beauties with me. Yes, it is your chance to get your hands on a Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug. And last Thursday, when I was last here, we were focusing on the bedtime story that we are all creating together. We're going to continue to create it just after 8 o'clock this morning. But it was a momentous occasion on air as Lizzie named the main character. And if you don't believe me, have a listen to this clip. Yesterday was a momentous day in our putting together of this story because we found a name for our main protagonist. Ooh. And it is called...
Yes.
That came from Lizzie in Tuxwood. So thank you once again to Lizzie. And as I say, we'll continue to create a bedtime story together just after 8 a.m. this morning. But now, to get your hands on a mug, you need to tell me, what is the name of the protagonist in our bedtime story that we are all writing together? Little clue, in case you early birds haven't been tuned in around the 8 o'clock mark. Our main character shares a name with a Norwich City striker. Matt, is he Finnish?
Oh, well, he's only 31, Dave. I think he's got quite a few years left on his career.
Oh, I love it. And I've got a feeling we're going to be doing that joke for many years to come. So what is the name of the Norwich City striker that also is the name, spelt differently for legal reasons, I want to point out, spelt very differently, the protagonist in our bedtime story? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. Once again, here's a little clip. Yesterday was a momentous day in our putting together of this story because we found a name for our main protagonist. Ooh. And it is called...
Yes.
That came from Lizzie in Tuxwood. What is it called? Once again, your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. And do not forget, we're playing for a mug.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Time to give away that mug. And joining us right now on line one is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks for asking. Paul, lovely having you on the show. How are you this morning?
All right, even better.
Excellent.
I've got a call from you guys.
Well,
listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you very much indeed for tuning in. I think you deserve some Breakfast Show merch for your kind words. And Paul, all you need to do is tell me what is the name of the protagonist in the bedtime story that we are all writing together?
It's Pookie.
It is! Yay. Paul, congratulations. Have yourself a lovely day. We'll send you a mug and thank you once again for your kind words. And of course, there'll be a chance for someone else to win a mug tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix Trade Pro. In the trade, get 10% off everything, including decking, fencing and paving as a Trade Pro member. Always cheaper with Wix Trade Pro.
Live and direct from his palace by the sea, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, there's only one subject today, really, Dave, isn't there? Boris has gone viral again over the past 24 hours. Social media loves a howler from the Prime Minister, almost as much as it loves a talking cat. A speech at the CBI yesterday to business leaders. I'm sure you've seen this. It's probably been in your timelines. But I think we should relive some of the highlights. It went out live on the 24-hour news channel, so a lot of people saw it. A lot of people shared the clips. It started with a bizarre tangent about a theme park.
And Tony, yesterday I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig World. I don't know if you've been to Peppa Pig World. Who's been to... Hands up anybody who's been to Peppa Pig World. Not enough. I was a bit hazy what I would find at Peppa Pig World, but I loved it. And Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place.
Matt, he's schooling you when it comes to blagging, isn't he?
He really is, yeah, I know. Yeah, he's definitely secured free tickets for life, I think.
He mentions Peppa Pig World once every 5 seconds in that clip, by the way. I ran the stats on it.
And also, it's technically, amazing, word for word, on paper, the Prime Minister has urged us to go to Peppa Pig World. You must.
Yeah,
yeah, he said we all must. It's like national service.
Not enough people are going.
It's jury duty. You can turn down an invitation to Peppa Pig once.
It's amazing, isn't it? Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, I have been to Peppa Pig World. I think you've been, Dave, haven't you? I know that for sure. It's at Poulton's theme park in the New Forest. Now, I mean, I think... I don't know what you thought of it, Dave, but it's like a smaller part of a bigger theme park.
Oh, there's so much going on there. It must have cost a fortune to get all these kids in. My goodness. No, but obviously worth every penny, though. Such fun. Such fun.
Yeah, exactly. And we all must go there. So if you haven't been, what are you doing? Get down there quickly.
Wow, I'm in a Boris Johnson, Matt Dyson blag sandwich. Yeah. Place I never thought I'd find myself on my return to the Breakfast Show. My goodness.
Yeah, but the highlight of the speech. That wasn't even the highlight. Because it got better/worse when he lost his place. He was reading the speech, seemingly for the first time, off of sheets of paper. And he lost where he was. And just listen to the gap. Drink it in.
With fantastic broadband. Forgive me.
Peppa Pig!
Forgive me.
Daddy Pig, is that you?
Oh, wow.
People will have the confidence of staying there in the place they grew up.
20 God. Seconds. It was 20
is
seconds.
It 20 seconds? Wow.
Yeah, of him fumbling around. And then he just carries on as normal. Well, happened.
It's like his broadband has dropped out as well. That's the idea of what he's talking about. It's kind of like we're waiting for the PM to buffer.
Wow. It's just amazing, isn't it? Just forgive me. For 20 seconds. I mean, he also did an impression of a car accelerating at one point, apparently. But, I mean, is it all to distract us from other stuff that's going on? That's what people are saying on social media, like the social care funding. I don't know. It's a pretty convincing performance, that, because he genuinely looked like he had lost his place. I don't know if that's acting or not.
You can tell from the heavy breathing that's someone in the depths of a really bad panic.
Yeah, it does seem to be... It seems to be genuine. Yeah.
Is this an anxiety dream or is this really happening?
Exactly. Oh my God, it's actually happening.
Yeah, wish I'd stayed at Peppa Pig World. That's my happy place.
Yeah. You couldn't stage that. You couldn't stage that if you tried, surely. Otherwise, he's the most amazing actor in the world. But as Susie Dent always does these days when Boris makes a gaffe, her word of the day was Hingham Tringham, which is 19th century Scots for feeble and barely presentable, just about hanging together. So
she's making the words up now, aren't we? No one's fact-checking these.
I'm fairly sure she is. And we all just accept it. Yeah, great. Nice one, Susie. Yeah, we'll share all of those excruciating clips on the social here at Absolute Radio. You'll be talking about it later. And, forgive me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And if you like real music that does matter, I suggest you go and download the free Absolute Radio app, because you can get access to all 9 of our playlists and our exclusive documentaries, the touch of your fingertip, and you get more music and fewer ads. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. Go grab the app. Now, Tuesday has become synonymous with hashtag Thug Life Tuesdays. 8, 12, 15. Tell us the ways in which you like to stick it to the man. And if you're just joining us for the first time this morning, let me tell you, Matt Dyson is coming live from home. And the reason he's coming from home today is because his alarm didn't go off. Now, why this is linked to Thug Life Tuesday is because late last night, and he has sent this to me on a WhatsApp message, his iPhone said in big red letters, and I've never seen big red letters come up on the icon, it said liquid detected in lightning connector. Disconnect as soon as you possibly can. This may take several hours. Matt dismissed this window and then just closed his eyes and went off to sleep.
Yes.
What a thug.
I did. Well, yeah, what,
and now we have to put up with all the delay and all the echoiness here on the breakfast show.
It's like you're in a cafe, Matt.
I'm really sorry, yeah. What does it, really?
Yeah, someone having breakfast.
There's no background noise.
So what time did you wake up?
I woke up at 5:20. I normally wake up at 4:10. Ooh. So,
absolutely perfect.
Well, look, I mean, I've never
perfect
seen
for
that.
Me.
I've never seen liquid in lightning connector before. I don't even know what a lightning connector is.
It's the charging cable, Matt.
It's the bit down the bottom.
Yeah,
is
it is.
Is it the cable or the
it's
entry
both.
Point
it applies.
The phone?
If you see one of these alerts, your iPhone has detected liquid in the lightning port or on the lightning cable or lightning accessory. Yeah. If you charge your iPhone while the lightning port is wet, the pins on the lightning port or the cable can corrode and cause permanent damage. Or, of course, let me put it another way, Steve Jobs, you can electrocute yourself.
Oh, yes. Well, but then it gives you the option of dismiss. So if I'm given the option to dismiss something, I'll always just hit dismiss. I'll be fine. I'll be okay.
Doesn't care.
Look. I just need to put it in some rice now, and then hopefully.
Yeah, that hasn't worked since 2011, Matt. Come on now, putting it in some rice. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I hope it's going to dry out. Either I've got to go and get a quick new phone today, or I'll just have to set an alarm on my Fitbit.
You're such a baller. I've got to pop out and buy a brand new phone. Whatever. Don't worry about it, bro. I'll just go and get another phone. I've always got a couple of phones on the go anyway.
Get a burner.
Yeah, he's got
a burner. Yeah.
You've got that one behind the cistern, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just use that.
Oh dear. You're not the bodyguard. Why are you having a gaffer tape up underneath the... What? So, make sure. Who on earth sees a big red warning sign and then just closes the... Did you sleep well last night? I bet you did, didn't you?
Yeah,
you slept like a baby.
I did, yeah, but I just didn't think anything of it. And then it seemed to have not charged my phone because of the problems highlighted. I just thought it'll be okay in the morning.
Oh, such a thug. Such a thug. Anyway, it's over to you guys now. It is hashtag Thug Life Tuesday. What are the ways in which you stick it to the man? You just show that you do not care. The number is 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:20 on your Thug Life Tuesday. Matt.
Yes.
A listener by the name of Tina says, don't get a burner phone. I love that we've got to a point on this breakfast show where listeners are telling the host not to buy burner phones. Tina says, don't get a burner phone. The same thing happened to me for the first time just yesterday.
Oh.
Whacked it on the wireless charger. And all is good in the world now. Happy Tuesday from Tina. You nearly thugged yourself off there, mate.
Yeah,
come on, mate. Don't thug yourself off.
Come on, mate.
Get a wireless charger. That'll help you out.
OK, I'll do that. Yeah. That'll be cheaper than a new phone. Good
well,
idea.
Exactly yeah. right it will be. Thank you very much indeed, Tina. OK, so it is the ways in which you stick it to the man. Dale says, at work, I sometimes leave the light on in an empty room when I pop out, despite the numerous signs advising us not to, because, Dave, this thug is afraid of the dark. Joe says, two words, Dave. IKEA pencils.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
On, yeah, that's yeah. hitting the note with Emma Jones. I'll never need to buy a pencil again in my lifetime. Imagine the savings. And then brilliant hashtag, RIP Argos pens. Thanks for the memories. Morning, Dave. Now, get this. This is a thug life. I actually eat my son's baby food instead of doing the whole pretend eating when he's not playing ball. I'm mugging him right off. Hashtag thug from Natalie. Very good. Keep them coming. It's your Thug Life Tuesday. The number to get in touch is, of course, as always, 8-12-15.
Want tiles? We've got them. Want to have a kitchen or bathroom that makes people say, wow? We can help with that too.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Thug Life Tuesday. And this is coming from Caroline. She says, Thug Life at afternoon tea before the comedy gig at the Palladium on Sunday. My friend and I enjoyed a bottomless Prosecco afternoon tea at the Mayfair Bar and Grill. 90-minute limit, they said. Ha! We got there at 3 and were still merrily sipping Prosecco at 6 p.m. And yes, we did make it to the gig and it was fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed, Caroline. You are living your best thug life, that's for sure. Now, coming up after 8.30 here on The Breakfast Show, you could win a gift card worth £2,000 thanks to Currys and their Black Friday sale. They've got amazing prices on the biggest brands in-store and online, so you can be sure you're going to find something you really love, like, for example, the HP Pavilion 14 i5 laptop with full HD display and over 8 hours of battery life. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk right now to register and win all this week with Currys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm back, and so is this.
5 words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And joining us this morning on line one is Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. Now, in full transparency, during the last song, the competitors for 5 words, £5,000, they wait on the line. They usually use that time to get themselves in the zone ahead of their appearance on 5 words, £5,000. I've ruined that opportunity for Daniel by asking him about my manifold actuators, because, Daniel, you're a plumber and I need your help right now. So I'm really sorry for ruining your prep time by talking about my lack of heating at home.
Well, that's absolutely fine. I mean, it got me in the zone. I'm not as nervous anymore, so hopefully it might give me that extra hand to it. So.
Well, you were most helpful. I'm just basically, like with all plumbing things, I'm just looking for a little knob to fiddle with, and that should sort it all out. Daniel, why not have a plug for your business? What's your business called?
DW Plumbing. We're based in Northampton. Do plumbing, heating, and mainly bathrooms, really. So if anyone out there needs a hand, just give me a call.
Well, I can give you 5 stars out of 5, Daniel. You were most helpful during that last song. And speaking of fives, let's get down to 5 words, £5,000 business, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's
Daniel, do it. Have you ever matched the full 5 out of 5?
I've had about 2 or 3, but it's been a while.
Okay, 2 or 3, but it's been a while. Who would you most like to get paired with on the random player generator?
I think it would have to be the Method Man himself.
The Method Man, Glenn Moore. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
I think it's going to be Emma.
Free choice. Emma Jones.
And it is Emma Jones. OK, Emma, you are in play.
All right, good luck.
Time to leave the studio, please. Daniel, I'm going to give you five words. I want you to say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Emma Jones the same five words. If all five of those words match up, then you are going to win £5,000. Good luck.
Awesome.
The first word this morning is silver.
I'm going to say gold.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably gone for fox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Silent.
Deadly.
Alarm. Block party album.
Night.
And a gun. Of course, yeah. That's why you're the Method Man. Gangster.
Paradise.
Oh.
I don't know what else you can say.
Granny, I would have gone for. Big fan of David Walliams' work. Okay, your penultimate word, Daniel, is chance.
Luck.
Okay.
You're doing great. This is a horrible set of words. This is really horrible. Even the first one was tricky for a first word.
Yeah. I can't believe you've given these words to my favourite plumber producer, Mark. This is awful. And finally, the word is hold. H-O-L-D. Hold.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Glenn's absolutely right, Daniel. You face a tricky set of words there, but Emma Jones is going to be back in play next. So stay right there.
Awesome.
Be patient. Deep breath.
Five words. £5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas, take a new unwrapped gift to your local Wix store and they'll see it gets to a child in need this Christmas.
£5,000. Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones is back in the studio. Daniel is still on line one. Good luck to you both. Let's get down to business. Emma, the first one I gave Daniel this morning was silver.
Gold.
Yes.
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 Silent.
Night.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Deadly.
Oh, silent but deadly.
Yeah. Sorry, Daniel. It was. It's a good answer, but Silent Night is probably
festive.
The better one.
Yeah. A better one, and it just doesn't match up. What have you got for gangster?
rapper.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. Daniel said Paradise.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but it's Gangsters Paradise with an S, isn't it?
I said Granny. So we've got a chance.
Chance find.
Oh, we got luck.
Oh.
Yeah. That's chance find.
I still don't know
chance meeting, I think I'd go for.
The rapper?
Yeah, that's true. What you got for hold? H-O-L-D, hold.
Hold on.
Yeah, that one's right. There we go. Sandwich with two matches. Daniel, thank you for your time talking to me off air about my plumbing issues. And we'll speak to you real soon. Thank you very much, Steve, for tuning into the show. This, of course, means we're going to be five-wording, five-granding again tomorrow on the show. If you'd like to play, the number to call is 0330-123-1215. And, of course, if you have an Amazon smart speaker, get some practice in. Just ask it to open five words game.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, I wake you up each weekday morning. But now, I want to put you to bed. Which is why we set about creating the world's first crowdsourced bedtime story. And you guys have been getting in touch with your ideas in your thousands. Thank you for doing so. Thanks to Lizzie in Tuxwood, we have the name of our hero. It's Pookie. I should point out that for legal reasons, not based in any way on the Norwich City striker, Timor Pookie.
No.
Matt, is he Finnish?
Yeah, no, Dave, he's only 31. He's
great.
Got a long way to go in his career.
So after we named our character Pookie on the show last week, it was inevitable. The man scored and Norwich City finally won a game of football again.
Yes.
Under their new manager, Dean Smith. So well done.
Amazing.
To all you Norwich fans out there. But of course, what we also need is a plot. We can't just create a bedtime story at night. I read it aloud and go, hello, children, Pookie, the end. We need a little bit more, just a little bit more meat on the bone. And joining us right now on line one is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dave. You okay?
Very good, man. Welcome along to the show. So honestly, Joe, when I received your correspondence about what you think our bedtime story could involve, I had goose pimples all over my body. No one needs to be imagining that at this time, but I had goose pimples all over my body. When we came up with this idea, I didn't think we were going to go and win any awards. And then, Joe, you pipe up with your plot. Tell everybody what's happening to Pookie.
Well, it's called Pookie, and that's not the sound I'm looking for. Yeah, he's a young lad, wants to learn music, but he doesn't know what's his sound. So he goes past the Absolute Radio Tower, he finds a wizard, and yeah, goes on a magical journey through the decades trying to find his sound.
Ooh. Look at that.
Hello.
It's a bedtime story, and it involves some key station messaging. Well done, John.
Very good.
So let's get into the detail a little bit. So obviously Pookie sees this wizard. We'll work on that a little bit at Absolute Radio, and they go through what they start at the 60s, and they go into the 70s, 80s. They go through the decades. They go and look at some country music as well. They look at some classic rock, and all this while Pookie's trying to work out what the sound is that they love the most.
Yeah, pretty much. And then in the end, he discovers that it's his inner voice, and it was. He had the courage all along to make the sound he wanted.
Oh, inner voice, courage, all these lovely buzzwords that are coming out of the bedtime story. What I really liked about this, Joe, is because you started so strong and then you petered out a little bit at the end of your correspondence, and it ends with, oh, you know, he hears a dog barking and that was the sound he was looking for all along. That was how Joe concluded his message. So we might have a little doggy in there as well. Guys, do we all agree that this is a good basis for a plot for a bedtime story? Joe, thank you very much indeed. We're going to send you a Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug because this is great work. Thank you. Speak to you soon, Joe. Of course, one thing we've not established is, what is a Pookie? Apart from my wife's pet name, what is a Pookie? 8 12 15, or email me dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. What kind of creature shall the Pook be?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
In the history of short correspondence to the studio, Pookie should be a pigeon. Right up there. A listener by the name of Neil got in touch, because we've already decided on the plot. We really love what Joe said about travelling through the decades looking for Pookie's individual sound. But Neil has said, what about if Pookie's a little bear who's got a little suit and a tailor sews on magic buttons? And then he goes through the decades like that, which is really beautiful. Nice work, Neil. Okay. My bedtime story's going great guns, thanks to you. What we want to know now is, what is a Pookie? Is it a pigeon? It's entirely up to you. 8, 12, 15. But now, well, of course, it can't be Tuesday without it being your Thug Life Tuesday. The ways in which you stick it to the man on a day-to-day basis, you rule-breaking thugs. And on line one right now, we have Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Very good, my friend. Welcome along to the show. So, the man you're sticking it to is actually your girlfriend. Tell us what rule she has implemented that you must live by on a daily basis. However, today you're being a thug, you're breaking the rules. The floor is yours, Joe.
Thank you very much, fella. So we like to have, or she likes to have, should I say, about 10 spoons and knives available for our breakfast. Now, the reason for this is that she doesn't want any contamination, she calls it, with the condiments.
contamination across the condiments, Joe. A story as old as time.
We can't have this. It's not a good thing. So I'm like, yeah, but, you know, it just takes so long. And then, you know, you can't get, you know, the, you know, Marmite on a spoon. It doesn't work, you know. So anyway, so luckily, my partner works in London. Now, we're outside of London. We're sort of down towards the south coast. But she has to go into work for into London for like 4 days a week. So, of course, when she's not around, Dave, there's one knife.
There's one knife.
And there's Marmite. And there's peanut butter. And there's marmalade. Who cares?
Perfect.
We got there.
It's making Emma feel a bit sickly.
When you have all the cutlery out, do you line it up in a row like you're dining on the Titanic?
There should be a silver platter there.
Yeah. White gloves at breakfast. So there he is. His name is Joe. He's down by the coast. He's got the marmalade open. The Marmite is open. The peanut butter is open. How many knives you got there, Joe? Just the one, Dave. Because I'm a thug! Keep them coming. It's your Thug Life Tuesday. The number is 8-12-50.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Keep warm this winter with Wix's home fire heat logs and smokeless coal. Shop in store or online.
8:36 on your Tuesday morning. Every day this week here on The Breakfast Show, I'm going to be giving one of you a chance to win a gift card worth £2,000, all thanks to Currys and their Black Friday feeling. Like, browsing a Currys now is fun, but when I was a kid, it was my favourite thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You get into a Currys with mum. That was what was on the agenda for your Saturday afternoon. We're going to Currys.
Yeah. Mm.
You could just stand there and stare at the big TVs.
Yeah. In and out of the sheds in the garden centre.
Right, oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Am I thinking of Wix?
Yeah, you are. You're getting Wix and Currys confused. But Currys, they don't sell sheds, but they sell a whole load of electrical goods that people just love. Like, for example, the HP Pavilion 14 i5 laptop, which I know you were just about to say, Emma.
Yes, absolutely.
You haven't got to go in store. You can also shop online, meaning that you'll find something you absolutely love, full stop. And for your chance to win the gift card, head to our website, absoluteradio.co.uk. All the T's and C's are there too, if you're that way inclined. And joining us right now on line one is Becky. Good morning, Becky.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, Becky. Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
Yeah, really good.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely having you on. So this is what's going to happen. We've put a full stop in the middle of a song taken from the Absolute Radio musical archives. All you need to do is complete the lyric. Do that and you're walking away with the gift card worth £2,000, all thanks to Currys. Are you ready?
Yes, fine.
Okay, here's your musical offering. When you hear the full stop, complete those lyrics. Good luck.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all.
Go!
Sorry that we were kissed. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
Oh! Yeah! Expertly done, Becky. Congratulations. You've won yourself a gift card worth £2,000, all thanks to Currys.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. We'll speak to you real soon. Thank you for tuning into the show. Get that Currys Black Friday feeling. Check out their amazing prices on the biggest brands with deals, including the aforementioned HP Pavilion 14 i5 laptop with full HD display and over 8 hours of battery life. My goodness.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where just moments ago I said I was so pleased that for another year, Wix Mission Christmas is back. The whole thing is based on an awful idea. Imagine a Christmas where there was nothing for the kids under the tree. Well, unfortunately, that is a reality for thousands of families across the country for so many different reasons. So once again, we have teamed up with Wix for Mission Christmas. Take a new, unwrapped gift to your local Wix store and they'll see it gets to a child in time for Christmas so that the little people out there have got something to open. You can find out more details and how you can get involved on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it. Time to bid you farewell. And I must say, thank you for tuning in. And it has been great to be back. So many of you just being so wonderful in your correspondence and on air. We really do appreciate it. And of course, if you don't believe me, well, there's a podcast to prove just how wonderful you all are. You can get it from wherever you get your pods from. But Matthew, from your homestead by the sea, you've got three to choose from this morning. You've got, firstly, I play the maracas like Bez.
You do.
A Boris Johnson / Matt Dyson blag sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Peppa Pig.
Or is he Finnish? No, he's only 31.
It's got to be the new regular joke about Timu Pukki, surely.
It has got to be a fine choice, my friend. Thank you very much indeed for that. Matt will be back in the studio tomorrow, live from 6 a.m, and the rest of us will be with him. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.